Welcome to the Recapture Your Life podcast with Steve Crenshaw.
Welcome back to the Recapture Your Life podcast. Today I want to talk about something that I don't think many people in the success, self-help, personal growth industry actually talk about, and that's values. In fact, our values are not something most of us talk about. We honestly believe that we know our values, but most of us have never done the work to write them down and figure out what our values truly are. At least the people I know haven't done it. Maybe you have. One author that I know talks about values is Brené Brown in her book, Dare to Lead. I even have a list of values from the book that I used to get my values in order. Now, I first learned about values in 2004 when I read the book Today Matters by Dr. John Maxwell. He even had a deck of cards you could buy that went with the book, and the idea was to take the cards and lay them out and then keep your top 10 or 12 values that you were going to live by every day. But you also had to figure out what your top value was. So you had one and then you had another 12 to deal with. You know, I wish I'd paid more attention, because over the years, I've done mission statements and life plans and vision statements, and they never seem to take hold. And I believe that is because I didn't know what my values were. Now that I know my values, I have a life plan. I know what my why is because I know what my values are. That's just me. Maybe other people can do it without knowing their values, but I don't think values are something that we need to take for granted. So why should our values matter? Our values matter because they determine who we are and what we do. Our values are like the DNA of our actions. They're not called core values for no reason. They are the core of who we are on the inside, and they show the way we act on the outside. If I say love is my core value, and I neglect my family and treat my employees badly, I have to assume that love is not one of my core values. You may have heard the phrase, actions speak louder than words. And they do in this instance. I can say anything, but it's how I act in the end that matters. Knowing and living our values can be a game changer for us. Roy T. Bennett put it this way, your core values act like your internal compass, which navigates the course of your life. If you compromise your core values, you go nowhere. So if Mr. Bennett is right, we need to know our values if we want to go anywhere. So here's why we need to know our values. We've all seen people who say they have a set of core values. We've watched people who have told us what their values are. These same people have stolen money, had extramarital affairs, lied publicly, and have done any number of sordid things that we haven't seen. But I think this all goes back to the fact that they thought they knew what their values were. They thought they were living by their core values. But in the end, they didn't know what their actual value system was. You know, it's hard to live something you don't know. It's much easier to live a life by a set of values that you've done the work to figure out what they are. Here's a case in point. Elvis Presley talked about God and church in a lot of his interviews. He released albums of nothing but gospel songs, but he could not live his values. He even said values are like fingerprints. Nobody's are the same, but you leave them all over everything you do. Don't get me wrong, Elvis had other demons, but Elvis is just one case in point. How many times have we seen in the news or read on Facebook about a leader who has given us these values that they live by and then turned around and did exactly the opposite of what they said they believe. So what are my values? And I wanted to give you my values so you could get a glimpse of what I'm talking about. My top five values are, in this order, freedom, growth, faith, family, and leadership. Why is freedom number one? Because that's what I think is the most important thing. I find freedom in my faith and in my family. I offer freedom to others because it's how I show love. That's also another reason I love being a coach. Coaching is about freedom. Freedom to help my clients choose the path that's right for them, not for me or anyone else. I help people live life on their terms because freedom is my number one value. You know, some people hear this and say, "What do you mean your family's not the first value on your list?" It's not. It can't be. If my family was ahead of my freedom and growth, I wouldn't have a family. I believe that very strongly. You know, and the last of my top five is leadership. I think we need so many more leaders today. You know, I don't watch the news and I don't go on social media except to interact with people like you who share on our Facebook page or on LinkedIn or Twitter. And I still see how poor leadership is around the world. When you see someone who is a genuine leader and they're molding and caring and building for other people, it's a joy for me to watch. It's wonderful to watch. That's why I love leadership and seeing good leaders. The problem is I've had very few encounters with good leaders. I've had a lot of encounters with managers, but very few with leaders. So how do we learn what our core values are? Step one is start with a list. If you Google a list of core values, you will get plenty of lists. I think Brené Brown's comes to the top for me whenever I Google it. But there are several others. You can also go on the website, recaptureyour.life, and in the upper right-hand corner, you will see where you can download the core values list. It's free. It has the instructions that I'm about to give you on it. And you can use it as one of your core values list. You can combine them and add your own values as well. Remember, it's about freedom for me. Do what you want to do. Once you have a list, though, go through it off the top of your head and find the top 20 things that are most appealing to you. Write them down on a separate sheet of paper so you can carry them with you. Over a day or two, you need to read through them and think about what they mean to you. Journal about them. Dream about them. If you pray, pray about them. Get to know them like they're your friends because you want to get this as close to your top 20 as you can. So a couple of questions if you get stuck that you can ask yourself. One, what values am I already focusing on in my life? Are there values that you want to have in your life? Are there things that you really believe are valuable to you? Number two, are there people you admire? What values do you admire in those people? Are there some things that you see that they do that you want to emulate? But remember, these are other people. They're not necessarily going to have the same values as you. They may just look like they have them. They may not know what they have as a value. So after you've gotten the 20, come back to your big list. Do you need to make changes? Changes are okay because this is your list and you need to be positive about your values. You can repeat this step a couple of times, but don't make it a habit because it's time to get on the bike and ride. You can't spend a month trying to figure out what your top 20 values are. Do it a couple of times and settle on the 20 that you settle on. So then the next step is, out of these 20, what five things touch you the most? And do the same thing with this list you did with the last one. Take a couple of days. Think about the five. Come back to the 20. Look at the five. Once you settle on the five, narrow it down to two. What two resonate with you the most? And that's going to bring us to step three. Once you have these two, I want you to fit the other 20 below those two, or above them, or around them like a word cloud. I want you to visually be able to see that all 20 of your values stem from your two fundamental values. When you do this, it locks everything in place. You've got the two that are at your base building blocks, but from these two core values, everything stems. So this is how my list looks right now. I have freedom on one side, and under freedom I have faith, family, nature, travel, orthodoxy, connection, home, vulnerability, and recovery. And on the other side, I have growth. And under growth, I have leadership, tradition, service, balance, creativity, vision, spirituality, and serenity. Now, in my list, I have leisure between the two lists. So leisure is like the thing that makes the two lists stay together. I know that if I don't have leisure, my growth will stagnate. I know that if I don't have leisure in my life, I will lose the freedom that I think I have. So I need to separate everything through leisure to make everything stick together. Now, this is my list. Don't try to replicate my list. I just wanted you to understand the way I have it pegged on my thing. You may do a word cloud or a tree or whatever that sprouts up from these two. Get it to where you can visualize it for you. So I've told you what to do. Before you start, I want to make two things very clear. You can't do this in a vacuum, number one. These values belong to you, but if you have family and friends, they need to be involved in this process. They know who you are when you don't. Now, I'm not talking about people at work or people you hardly interact with or don't know anything about you. The people I'm talking about are people who are actually close to you, who know you and can help you decide on this. And a warning within a warning is, we congregate with people we think that complete us. In all honesty, we typically congregate with people who justify our beliefs. So if your friends just justify your beliefs, they may not be the best help. So be careful when asking friends and family members, but you need to include them as much as possible. Number two is, spend the time that is necessary to get this done. If you really want to do this, and you really want to know what your values are, put the time in. Work through this honestly and start living your values. Because when you do, it opens up a lot of doors you didn't know you had. You will attract people to you because you genuinely know who you are. And when you genuinely know who you are and live who you are daily, people take notice. So spend time doing this, and it can be life-changing. All right, that's all for this week. I genuinely hope you'll spend the time developing your values and getting to know yourself, because it's truly a freeing process. And if you want, you can go to the website, recaptureyour.life, and in the upper right-hand corner of any page, you'll see the core values list, and you can download it there. Thanks for listening to the end, and as always, please like and subscribe. That's what keeps this podcast moving. I'll talk to you in a couple of weeks. And we'll be talking about personal growth. See you then.